This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day, my fellow amateurs. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Now, last Sunday arvo saw the first edition of the North East Radio Club amateur technical segment on the VK5RHO repeater. The subject of the life and achievements of Guglielmo Marconi was presented by Graham, VK5GM, and Mick, VK5MCH. The callback after saw 11 stations call in, and a few questions and comments were made. Now, these lectures will be held on the last Sunday of the month on VK5RHO, 146.850 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. And the next lecture will be about radar, and that will be on Sunday, the 25th of May at 3:30 PM. And May, you may have noticed, has got 5 Fridays in it. And so that means that the usual habit of the Northeast Radio Club is to have a 5th Friday lunch. And that 5th Friday lunch will be on Friday the 30th of May, and it will be at a venue soon to be notified by Sir Lunchalot. Now, the North East Radio Club Buy and Sell is going to be held on Sunday the 18th of May at the Modbury West Community Hall. Sellers can set up at 11 AM for $10 per table, and buyers can enter the hall at 11:30 AM for $5. And there will be the usual barbecue and drinks available. Table bookings can be made by contacting the secretary, Brian, VK5VI, at his email address, which is btrob45@gmail.com. And these details can all be found on the North East Radio Club website. And next Friday, the 9th of May, is this month's general meeting of the North East Radio Club. So, get along to the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent by 7:30 PM for a 7:30 PM start. And as usual, there's lots of off-street parking, and tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. So we hope to see you there for the general meeting of May. Well, that's all I've got for this week. Don't forget to keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 4th of May. AREG's next meeting will be held on Friday the 16th of May at the Fulham Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 PM. This month our presentation is The Four Sides of a Triangle, by Graham Wilson, VK5RE. In this presentation, Graham will talk about how he drove 521,000 kilometres around Australia in 6.5 years, checking mobile phone coverage, and how he developed driving techniques to do efficient driving and seeing and photographing many interesting things along the way. Doors open at 7 PM, with the presentations kicking off at 7:30 PM. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast on Zoom. We hope to see you there. As mentioned previously, AREG now has a 2-metre repeater operational from the VK5RSB Summertown site. This repeater is on 147.175 MHz, with a positive 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. In recent weeks, works were performed at the site, including replacing the 2-metre antenna and moving it to the top of the tower, and also tweaking the repeater controller. Stations using the repeater should be aware the system is set up a little bit differently to other Adelaide repeaters. When you access the repeater, you will hear a courtesy beep 1 second after the end of your transmission, like this. This signals that the 5-minute timeout timer has been reset, followed by the repeater tail transmitting for a further 4 seconds. During the remaining 4 seconds, you are free to key your transmitter and continue your conversation without waiting for the repeater to shut down. This will reduce the crash-bang, squelch-break noise you might be used to on other systems. This repeater should provide excellent coverage for Adelaide and the surrounding areas, and there's also now a predicted coverage map up on the AREG website at areg.org.au. Please give the repeater a go, and let us know how it's working for you by emailing us at vk5arg@areg.org.au. Other changes planned for the site include the installation of an APRS digipeater donated by Nathan VK5OG and the move of the central SA Link repeater network hub to the site. We'll keep you up to date with these changes as they happen. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. By the time that you are hearing this, there will be some weary people in this neck of the woods, either also listening or having a sleep in. Some of us got home yesterday after a long and tiring day assisting with communications at the 2025 Generations in Jazz event. Sitting in one spot all day with very loud live music taking place only a few metres away tends to be a bit on the wearing side of things, even though some of us wear headphone microphone sets. The headphones are partly to diminish the noise a bit, but mostly so that we can hear any radio traffic, particularly following a radio request to Comms HQ from our individual pavilion stage manager. That request might have been a coffee order or for a needed replacement bit of equipment. An amplifier may have failed or a dozen other scenarios may have arisen, and so we need to be paying attention to our radios at all times. We also need to be prepared for emergency calls in case of a medical situation. One of the kids falls off the stage or an audience member falls ill, etc. Hopefully this year's event will have been even more successful than last year, and that the volunteers from our group will have, once again, made the club proud by delivering excellent service. We now look forward to next year's event and the ongoing good relationship with Generations in Jazz Management. We would like to thank the organisers for delivering another memorable weekend of first-class entertainment. Now that that is out of the way, we can concentrate on our upcoming annual convention and the 2025 Australian Fox Hunting Championships on the King's Birthday long weekend, Saturday the 7th of June and Sunday the 8th. For all the details, have a look on our website at serge.org.au. That's all lowercase, serge.org.au. Once there, click on the convention heading, then Convention 2025 to bring yourself right up to date. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB. And my name is David with some news and notes on behalf of WISA Australia and its committee. The WISA Australia AGM Associate Get-Together was held yesterday, Saturday the 3rd of May 2025 at 10 a.m. down at the Scouts SA Adventurous Activity Centre, where a motivated, dynamic committee team have been elected to guide WISA Australia into the future. The meeting was televised live via Zoom by Arno VK5ZAR, for those members who were unable to attend in person and who did not want to miss out on the day and the guest speaker. The day finished off with a free complimentary barbecue sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc., and no amateur or guests went home hungry or thirsty on the day. The new committee wished to thank those outgoing committee members who have donated their time and skills over the past few years and who have guided the organisation to become such a professional organisation. WISA Australia, assisted with the Anzac Day Youth Vigil 2025 by providing handheld transceivers to the young people and organisers of the Anzac Day Youth Vigil at Morphavale, so that the young people who are providing and participating in the overnight vigil could have a safe and secure environment for them, with the safety of utilising transceivers for a safety net over the Anzac Day period. The transceivers and USO were provided free of charge to the McLaren Vale RSL and the organisers of the event as part of the community engagement policy within WISE South Australia. To watch a replay of the youth vigil, go to the WISN SA newsletter and click on the youth vigil hyperlink in the webpage, or go to the WISN SA Facebook page to obtain the newsletter for viewing. The Shannons Rally of the Heartland was held over the past weekend, 25th to 27th of April 2025, up at Byron Surrounds in the mid-north of the state. The band of exceptional and highly skilled ham radio operators and volunteers from WISE South Australia provided radio communications, logging, logistics and many SOS points. The community of WISE South Australia cannot thank our wonderful volunteers enough who provide such professionalism and skills for this event. The organisers of the rally state that it's so valuable having WISE South Australia help run the event, with ever reliable comms and an extra army of reliable officials as a bonus should we need you. I know the events lead on WISE South Australia volunteers occasionally and do more than your allocated comms role, and I'm always impressed that you guys take that on in good cheer. It is good to receive such positive feedback to us as a group, and all WISE South Australian volunteers should be proud of themselves of the statement provided by the rally organisers. The organisers of the rally have stated they could not run this rally without the exceptional WISE South Australian volunteers and their dedication, professionalism and skills that provide an exceptional radio communications backup support network. Don't forget, today, Sunday the 4th of May, the WISE South Australian Net will be held at 2800 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight, Sunday the 4th of May at 2000 hours. This has been David, VK5LSB, and on behalf of the WISE South Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening, 73, and stay safe.